We're talking today with Dr. Bob Hunger, of course, our disease specialist at Oklahoma State University, especially as it comes to our wheat crop. And you were talking to the folks today here at this particular wheat plot tour in Kildare. You were talking to them about the fact that we've really had a lot of incidents of wheat streak mosaic this year. What's going on with that?
Well, it's a number of things I think have contributed to it. I think there was maybe a lot more volunteer wheat that was let go because of the price of wheat. There were a lot of fields that maybe weren't harvested last year, or people just abandoned a field and didn't really take care of it and suppress the volunteer wheat, either with herbicide or by tillage. And so there was a lot more green volunteer wheat around that the mites were able to live on and the virus was able to survive in. And then that spread into the commercial wheat fields in the fall and even through the winter and spring. I think that's probably the biggest reason. It could also be related a little bit to the weather, but there certainly has been a spread of wheat streak downstate. It used to be considered a far western, northwestern panhandle disease, but it's come down. Didn't see any in Stillwater this year, but did last year. We've had it come further over into the state quite a bit.
How much economic damage are we talking about?
Well, if you have an infection with wheat streak in the fall, that field will really probably be zeroed out. It'll be taken out, at least if the wheat streak is over the entire field, which happens a lot of times if the volunteer wheat is not controlled. If you get spring infections, then you can be looking at easily 20-25% losses in that area. Depending on the weather, that's one advantage we have had this year because, in essence, it somewhat creates a drought-like condition for the plant. But if you have cool, wet weather, then that'll allow the plant to fill a little better from the stem, and so you can avoid some of that loss.
Right. So is this a disease that we can deal with successfully with fungicides?
Oh, no. Fungicides will not work on this at all. And according to the entomologist, there's no insecticides that can be used to control the curl mites. A later planting date will help lessen the infection in the fall. And then breaking that green bridge, controlling the volunteer wheat and the alternative grassy weeds that harbor the mites and the virus are really the two only options to go. There are some wheat streak mosaic virus resistant varieties, but they aren't very well adapted over most of Oklahoma, but it certainly is a high priority in Dr. Carver's wheat breeding program for Oklahoma.
Overall, the beyond wheat streak mosaic, how would you rate this year when it comes from an overall disease perspective?
Well, other than the wheat streak, the leaf rust and stripe rust, particularly leaf rust, are the two diseases we've seen the most of. And, of course, the cooler temperatures and more moisture are conducive to those diseases getting going. And it's been spotty, but there's been a lot of rust around the state. We've seen that quite a bit. Barley yellow dwarf virus, a virus transmitted by aphids, is fairly prominent this year. But it looks to me like that's been mostly spring infections because the wheat's not as dwarfed. It's just getting yellow leaves in it. And then in no-till fields where there's been more residue left, some of the leaf spotting diseases like tan spot and septoria have become more prominent because of the moist conditions.
So circling back around for the next crop, for this 2018 crop, very important on a wheat streak mosaic point of view to make sure you get rid of all the volunteer, right?
Yes, control that volunteer and the weeds over the summer. The curl mites have a lifespan of 2 weeks, and so you want to make sure that all the volunteer wheat and grassy weeds, especially in a field, are completely dead for at least 2 weeks. It'd be better to go 3 weeks just to make sure that green bridge is broken for the next crop.